Patton Hall, and he's going to be down there with handfuls of feather sticks, rods, in each hand.
And he's going to have his Wooldridge boat down there as well, too, right?
Yeah, and also Grant Wooldridge is going to be down there with some product information as well. So, if it's a little too cold out there for you, little event going on down there at Outdoor Emporium today.
Well, you know, I can't wait to talk to him a little bit about those feather sticks rods, because that you have a brand new feather stick downrigger rod on your boat yesterday, and that thing was, we were all kind of secretly hoping we'd be standing next to that rod when the thing went off, because what a nice rod that
was. And it's, you know, there's an 8.5, 9.5, and 10.5, and some of those are even light enough to do battle with the Lake Washington Cutties, too. And somebody with his finger on the pulse of that particular drill is none other than Brian Lull, Special Moments Guide Service, who joins us now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man. How are you? You been out fishing there in this cold weather, Brian?
You know, that's the nice thing about Lake Washington, guys, is this time of year I would never be up this early. We don't start. It's a civilized fishery in the winter. We don't get out there till about 10 o'clock, and
nice.
You know, it's that makes it a little nicer than some of the other fisheries we do in the winter.
Well, Brian, this is, you're exactly right. This fishery is really best from about 10 to 1, so you can actually go out, catch your fish, and be back in time for the Seahawks game on Sundays, which is kind of nice. But, Brian, I've had some success here recently trolling some cut plug herring and doing different things. Give us some of the other tips and that you use to target these fish.
Well, I just love using the cut plug because it's so simple, and you know, a lot of guys used to use the big long gang trolls and all this stuff, but you know, as you guys have probably noticed when you're fishing out there, these things don't fight all that hard. I mean, sometimes about 9 times out of 10 they won't even pull it off the downrigger clip, and you're sitting there looking at your rod going, is that something? and so, you know, having a real nice sensitive rod like a feather stick is going to really help you see some of those bites, and a lot of times they'll clamp onto it and just kind of swim along with you. They're pretty obedient fish. But you know, going back to the plug cut thing, that just allows you to have a real nice clean connection with the fish once you get them off the downrigger clip. Especially in the wintertime, they will come and sometimes give you some acrobatics. And if you hit a rainbow out there, then he's going to give you a real fight. And I heard a guy on one of the internet boards the other day said he ran into a steelhead out there, too. So you never kind of know, you never really know what you're going to get. And there's a lot of blackmouth out there, too, but that's another subject.
Well, hey, in terms of gear, you know, what are you using? I mean, are you using, like, ultralight spinning rods?
You know, I use an ultralight kokanee rod with a level wind reel. The real key to the fishery is getting your gear way back behind the boat. I mean, I'll go 50, 100 feet back before I even clip it into the downrigger. And this time of year, you can pretty much eliminate anything below 40 feet. They're all pretty much up from right on the surface all the way down to about 30. Depends on the day, too. Like today, you're going to have a nice high overcast. It should be a pretty good day of fishing. My favorite times out there are when it's nice and foggy and it's just clear, and when it's foggy and still, I've just had some really good days out there in those conditions. But, you know, a good day of fishing out there is maybe 3 or 4 fish, you know, 1 or 2 is more an average. And sometimes you do get into limits, but it's not a real limit fishery. It's, you know, very high quality fish. They're usually in the high teens to low 20s. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful cuts.
Those are nice cutthroat for
sure.
Now, you got to probably have some special little techniques with the downriggers. I mean, are you using smaller releases? Are you using, you know, maybe smaller downrigger balls we'd normally use in saltwater? Take a saltwater angler's point of view and tell us about how you downsize your actual hardware on this fishery, Brian.
Sure. Basically, I use, you know, Scotty downriggers, and I use their little Scotty release clips, and I try to set the line in the clip as far back as I can without it popping off. And again, when you're using herring, there's not a lot of drag to it, so you can set it quite far back in the clip. Whereas if you were using gang troll or dodgers or other gear that's going to pull a little harder, you're not going to be able to set it as sensitively. You know, with respect to downrigger weights, I just kind of keep the same stuff that I use for saltwater. Doesn't seem to make much of a difference for the way I set up. I also run a black box, but I think when you've got your gear as far back as I get it, I don't think you're in the electrical field as much as you are when you're fishing salmon, you know, 10 to 15 feet from the ball as opposed to, you know, 100 feet back or so. But they are incredibly boat shy. So, again, just getting your stuff way back there. When we started doing that, our catch rates just about doubled.